All right. Happy Friday, happy Monday, happy Wednesday to you all. And welcome to episode 54 of the Reclaiming Man podcast. This week you got me, Preston the Southern Canuck Radomski, and Michael the Mastermind Beckwith. We're doing a polo podcast, and I'm in my car getting cut off by people trying to get on the freeway right now because they're in a rush on a Friday to get, wherever the heck they might be going. Hopefully they're going somewhere to get their body in good shape, because I believe, Michael, this week's episode is going to be on reclaiming body. We're on that kind of round table topic. I'm definitely in the throes of reclaiming my body big time right now. This probably might lean a little bit on 75 hard again. Doesn't necessarily have to be about that topic, but just the idea of when your body is in tip-top shape, how good you feel. And I'm on day 12 of 75 hard, and I'm extremely sore and tired today. I'm doing an active recovery day today. I did the yoga workout this morning and just like an easy walk this afternoon. And it's interesting doing this program again, going quite a bit harder than I did the last time around, and just waking up today and just having that gut feeling of like, I gotta take it easy today. My body was just talking to me. It's just like, hey bud, we know you wanna go hard and work on getting that 2-pack into a 6-pack at some point, but we need some rest. We need a breather here. And just how important it is to listen to your body when it's talking to you. It's like, sometimes we don't do that. We just push through. And we're designed to do that as human beings, to push through hard things. And we should. And that's not a bad thing, to push through and not listen to your body sometimes. When you know you're in the throes of basically a marathon, you normally don't go out of the gate and sprint. You're taking your time listening to your body because you're trying to complete the thing. That's where I'm at today with the recovery day. But even just in general, the last 2 weeks, not quite, but coming up on 2 weeks, working out again, I've been really lacking the last few months. And it's just, as sore as I am, I feel so much better every day. Even though there's some mornings where I get out of bed and I'm ready to go. Like, I'm ready to go do my workout in the garage. And then there's some mornings, like even this morning, like I just woke up and I feel like I could sleep for another 2 hours, maybe even three. And I had a great sleep last night. I could just use some more rest, and I was groggy. But about 10 minutes in to my little yoga guy, the blood gets flowing, and it's like, I mean, I feel great. Now at the end of the day, I'm tired again because I worked all day at FedEx. And as the day goes on, you burn all that energy and we're ready for rest again. But I've always heard you, Michael, mention the phrase, or you just talk about, you gotta use energy to make more energy, or maybe you can relay that to the audience. But it just makes so much sense. When you're tired, you'll go work out, and then you're energized. You feel great. It's just good to be back, moving the muscles, moving the blood, pumping the heart, doing all the things.
I feel like also I've been making some good progress with this in my past couple of weeks here, despite some challenging circumstances. So happy to talk through a little bit of some recent successes instead of some of the the alternative. So episode 54, just covering some of the stuff that you just mentioned there. One of the first things that you talked about was people cutting you off. And I'm thinking, you said in a rush on a Friday. And I was thinking, how often is that the case where we're in a rush to get to the weekend and or just in a rush in general? And is that characterizing my life or not? And so just thought about that when it comes to my body too. Am I in a rush, so to speak, trying to move things at paces that I shouldn't? And so just was, I thought that I had, as you mentioned that, and just getting your body in shape, it's just such a incremental process that requires the same thing, everything else we talk about, commitment, consistency, discipline. And a lot of that starts in your mind. So it's a good transition this week into reclaiming body and talking about some of the things that we're dealing. You mentioned just being in the throes of 75 hard again, and can relate to that from last year when I was doing it, and then thinking about this year and what I've tried to stack onto that list. While I'm not doing two workouts a day, I have replaced most of those elements with what I feel like are more sustainable, I hope is sustainable long-term balance when it comes to building my life, building my sort of strategy when it comes to my body. Just to quickly jump into one thing, just laying on my desk, the Pyramid of Mastery. I told you guys, I think in a previous episode here, I was going through some Tony Robbins materials from his Unleash the Power Within conference. Super great and recommended if you ever have the chance to do it. But he has this pyramid, seven areas of his of constant growth for an extraordinary life is what he calls it. And the bottom of that pyramid is the physical body. And with good reason, right? If we're not strong enough to get through the day in a productive manner and to be making progress towards all of our goals, we will definitely be moving a lot slower towards those goals, if at all, when sickness comes or when an injury happens or whatever it may be. So we've talked quite a bit about it in the past, and I've talked a little bit about my mismanagement of rest and sleep, but I think that's a really big component of taking care of the body. And lately, I would say I've been getting more sleep, going to bed earlier. It's meant that I've sacrificed some time from studying and reading, still reading, just not as much as I used to. And I would say less for pleasure, still more for study and growth, education. So I do think that the rest and sleep component is important, even if you're just doing that yoga and meditation and stuff like that. You mentioned an active recovery, so to speak. They got a massage. It's another example. It's, you know, taking care of your body. And to some extent, you know, that really does, depending on the type of massage, if it's deep tissue, you're going to get that release in a very similar manner to if you work out, which is good. But all that to say, I'm like, I think about what is the way to minimize my time commitment to the body for maximum output and outcomes. And just thinking about the slight edge and some of those incremental 1% better types of methodologies or mindsets that we've talked about in the past, compound growth. I am convinced that just doing whatever we are doing consistently every day is going to be really beneficial. And the example that I'll give from most recent experiences, I called it the walk by five for pull-ups. And so anywhere from a minimum of five pull-ups to upwards of 40 or 50 pull-ups a day I've been doing since I got that pull-up bar. So that is one thing that I would say has been encouraging, because every time I do it, to your point, Preston, it's something that generates energy. It creates energy, even though it takes energy. And that's something that I think is so important when mentally we're going through something challenging, to go do something physically that we can quickly do, execute, complete. It rewards us mentally with more energy. It rewards us physically with a sense of more energy, and our blood is moving through our body more quickly and we're getting more oxygen to our brain. And then, yeah, it's just combining that with the hydration and it gets us in such a good spot. But as always, trying to keep this relatively quick and succinct. So I don't have too much additionally that I'd like to share this week, but yeah, let me know what you're thinking.
You were talking about creating energy and have that reward system to yourself. That's one of the things I'm loving about changing my mindset on this program this time around, is that so much of doing the 2 45-minute workouts every day, the picture, like all those things, when you have those as your commitments that you have to do every day, the other cool thing about while creating, like managing your time correctly while doing those, is fabulous. Obviously getting stronger and healthier while doing those things is also fabulous, but doing what you are supposed to do, what you said you're going to do, it's like you're teaching your body that you can count on yourself. You're teaching your mind, your being, that you can count on yourself. Like, hey, if I said I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. I'll give you a quick example. I went to this meetup on Tuesday. It was this thing in Nashville for a bunch of Broadway musicians. It's like a hangout that they do once a month, and I'm starting to get on board with all that. And I went there, and I'm in my car, and like, I don't know any of these. I know one person, like in real life, and I know I'm friends with a few of them on Facebook. I've never really met anybody. There's over 2,000 people in this group. I don't know how many are going to show up tonight. Obviously not all 2,000 of them. And it's like I'm sitting in the car and I'm nervous. I'm not great at those kinds of situations yet, like just going and mingling with strangers and connecting and networking, so to speak. But as I was sitting in my car, it's like, you have to do this. Like, you told yourself you were going to do it. And all of me wanted to just be like, just go home. What, like, who are you really going to meet? What's the big deal? You can just get gigs other ways. But I went in. It was really cool. Lots of neat people in there that I met. Obviously, I didn't meet everybody. There's not enough time. And I mean, there probably is enough time, but it's like for my first kind of one, it was still like a lot of nerves and anxiety about it all. But like just doing it was like, that's building trust with myself that like, hey, you said you'd do it. You did it. Next time we come to one of these, you've already done it. Like, we'll be fine. We're going to get through all this kind of stuff. And I know that's not necessarily totally related to like the reclaiming body concept, but it is also definitely linked in some aspect. The rest, dude. Yeah. I feel so much better today having like an active rest day. I do notice when I'm on this program too, like not drinking and working out, there's some nights where I need like 7-8 hours of rest, but there's other nights where when I get 6, because I'm like just so kind of firing, it's like that amount of rest really rejuvenates me and gets me going as well. Still fall back on those ums every once in a while, eh? So the other nice thing I was going to say is I was doing my arm workout this morning and starting to notice a little bit of a vein in the bicep there as I'm doing the curls, baby. Because, you know, I'm losing some of that inflammation and kind of extra fat on the arms and stuff and building the muscles up underneath. It's rewarding. Okay, progress is happening. This is getting good. We're moving in the right direction. So get out there. Even if you just go for a 45-minute walk, that's huge. So many people just don't even do that. But you don't got to go do a 2-hour weight session at the gym and become Arnold Schwarzenegger or whoever your bodybuilder that you think of is. It's just get your body functioning more healthily. Healthily? Is that even a word? Our bodies are designed to be out working and using and being used. They're not meant to just sit around and do nothing. Although that does feel nice every once in a while. Don't get me wrong. Couple IPAs on the couch watching football. That's not my favorite thing to do, watch football, but that's a good thing. That's a fun thing to do. But we also need to be out there moving our bodies, stretching our bodies, strengthening our bodies, because that's what they crave to do. And when you haven't done that in a while, it hurts to do that. Physically hurts. You know, I'm still 2 weeks into this, and when I do a leg day, it's like I'm a freaking mess for 2 days. Maybe, I don't know, maybe leg days always mess you up, but I've never done it consistently enough to build up super leg strength. But that's where I'm at, Michael. So yeah, it's good talk, but reclaim your body, folks. You'll love yourself for it.